back to the College World Series special live from Omaha Baseball Village, powered by MD West One on 1620, The Zone.
Hey, stop by the Zone booth inside of Baseball Village and register to win beef for a year from Rustic Cuts. Now that is high quality, locally raised meat from our farm to your table, Rustic Cuts. And also, while you're here, as many have done already, you can win a Green Mountain Ledge Black Pellet Grill with Wi-Fi from Chili Dogs. Foods of Fire, your official barbecue headquarters of fiery food, sauces, and spreads. Visit ChiliDogs.com. You can't miss us. There's Ravi, George, I'm Gary. Chris is here as well. Shane is helping back in the studio.
Wait, so the grill has Wi-Fi?
Yeah.
What for? Like, what does it do?
Temperature.
Oh, so you can control the temperature from, like, your phone?
No, I think it just tells you what the temperature is.
Oh, gotcha.
It's really a great deal.
Thanks, Shane.
Actually, the best way to promote it would, why don't we bring it out here and we'll just cook?
Yeah,
why don't we cook on it while we're on the air?
Why don't we get somebody out here to make us some food?
No, it'll be a College World Series used grill that we're giving away. It adds to it.
Yeah, it's like a game-used jersey. It's worth more.
I mean, who isn't giving away COVID-used masks? I'll sign them first.
The grill or the masks?
Both.
All right, Mike Schaefer's going to join us here in a little bit. It was a busy weekend for Nebraska recruiting, and he's got thoughts as well. We were discussing in our breakdown of Ben Simmons, and the four that are left, Phoenix and the Clippers, then you have Milwaukee and Atlanta. Initially, for people that are clamoring for LeBron and Steph every year, or the Lakers and the Warriors, you're going to go, bleh. The NBA, now the ratings won't be fantastic, and the NBA is in the business of making money. Mm-hmm. But if you are a fan of basketball, you're going to watch, I think, no matter what. You're not going to all of a sudden go, oh, man, there's three small market teams and I watch. You're going to watch because you watch basketball. They're talking about the casual fan that is drawn in by a star power.
Yeah.
Would you agree that, and there's some young, of the four teams, there's some young stars. Like Giannis is 26, Trae Young is 22, Devin Booker is kind of in between. That just because he's on television with his State Farm commercials, set aside what he has done on the basketball floor in his long career, and especially this year, Chris Paul is the most recognizable player left in the postseason.
Oh, I think that's without a doubt. I mean, he's been in the league the longest, so he's had the most time to kind of build up a following. He's in a billion State Farm. You can't watch a sporting event without seeing a State Farm commercial every break. And also, you've got this narrative of him never making it to a finals before, which, if Phoenix does get past the Clippers here, it'll be a huge part of that storyline. So I think if you're the NBA and you're rooting for, you know, the best ratings, I think you have to be rooting for Phoenix to get there, because Chris Paul is your biggest draw in terms of an individual for your finals.
And I think they're the best team left.
I think so, too.
Doesn't mean they're going to win, but I think they're the best team left.
Yeah. I mean, we're making an assumption that he comes back sometime in the near future, which hopefully he does. But in terms of most complete teams, I think they're the least flawed team left, because Milwaukee, as we've seen, I know that they got through to this round, but they have some of the most horrendous offensive just possessions I've ever seen from a team that's made it to the conference finals. Obviously, the Clippers have their own issues with Kawhi Leonard being hurt, and even when he's on the floor, you know, there's some issues in terms of supporting cast and how much depth. I mean, do you have to get 39 points out of Terrence Mann to make it to the finals? Because that's probably not happening again.
No.
And that's assuming Kawhi comes back and is somewhat healthy, which we have, again, no idea. They're the team with the fewest blemishes left, for sure, Phoenix.
Why do you think, because in the NFL, we say mid-major markets, and let's go to the smallest market. Aaron Rodgers is one of the most marketable and popular players in the NFL, but his home city is Green Bay.
Yeah.
There's no way, Ravi, that in the NBA that could work. That you could have the first, second, or third most marketable player playing in your smallest market.
I mean, it kind of depends, because it's not like Golden State's a huge market. I mean, you have San Francisco, Oakland, but when you compare it to your L.A., your New York, your Chicago's, they're not in that same category, even a Houston. But people act like Atlanta's not an enormous market. And listen, I get that they're an underdog in these conference finals, but Atlanta's what, like the fourth or fifth biggest media market in the country?
It's just not the passionate sports market, but yes, for television sets, yes.
That's what I mean. So you may not have the draw that you would from an LA or a New York, but again, it's a huge market. You've still got the Clippers, and I get that it's not the Lakers, but you still have the LA market there, and it's, you know, it's kind of like the Big East thinking they get New York with Rutgers. You don't necessarily get L.A. with the Clippers, but we're not talking about these tiny markets for the most part. Milwaukee, I get, is one of the smaller markets there, but it's not like we're talking about, you know, Milwaukee and then I don't even know what's the next smallest market in, you know, Minnesota. We're not talking about these tiny markets.
So what do you think would have happened to the marketing ability? Because it's still wild to think. You had Durant, Westbrook, and Harden all in the same small city in Oklahoma City. What would their marketing be like if all three were still in Oklahoma City, or two of the three or one of the three were still in Oklahoma City?
Yeah, I mean, I think you would almost have an Aaron Rodgers-type situation there, because it's not like Kevin Durant was not famous when he was in Oklahoma City. He was already one of the biggest stars on the planet. He had won an MVP in Oklahoma City. Obviously, Russell Westbrook won an MVP in Oklahoma City also, and that's based on national media voting, right? And so that's a certain level of recognition that you have nationally. And frankly, if they had stayed there, I think Kevin Durant specifically, because he would be the most likable in terms of playing style of the three, and really the only knock on Kevin Durant is that he's a front runner, and he goes to Golden State, then he goes to Brooklyn with all his buddies. If he stays in Oklahoma City, he has none of that narrative, and he's got the most enjoyable playing style. He'd be the Aaron Rodgers of the NBA. Like, it is possible, but the problem is these small market teams are so afraid of losing the guys, half the time they get rid of them before they lose them for nothing. Oh, we got a dog. Sorry, I got distracted. Oh, I think it's a service dog. He's working. Don't want to bother him.
Think about how winning a championship, because the Thunder got to the finals against Miami, what that would have done to Oklahoma City, the attractiveness, and then to those three in that city moving forward.
Yeah, absolutely, because honestly...
Or made it back to the finals when they had an opportunity, still with the three.
I still think Kevin Durant probably leaves because he didn't like his basketball situation, which I don't blame him. Playing with James Harden and Russell Westbrook is a tough hang, right? But I really don't think that it's a situation where you're talking about them in the same sense of, okay, this is a small market team that can't hold on to its players or anything like that. I think you're looking at a place where, listen, it's not going to be Miami because Miami is where Miami is and Oklahoma City is where Oklahoma City is, but you're talking about a probably pretty desirable destination in terms of a winning, very well-run franchise, because that's half of what guys are looking for now.
Mm-hmm.
They're a lot more advanced in, because, you know, with social media and NBA League Pass, you can be famous anywhere, but you can't have a good owner everywhere. You can't have a good GM everywhere. And so guys are looking at more than, okay, do I want to... Some guys just want to live in L.A., right? And that's whatever. But I think a lot of other guys are, you know, you've seen it with New York. Nobody wants to go to New York. And now the management situation there is a lot better with Leon Rose, but you still have James Dolan to deal with, and that's not going away.
But it may be shifting with their one season where somebody may go, you know what, Tibbs might be the guy for me. And then all of a sudden that gets elevated. One quick thing about Kevin Durant. Talk about a guy in the last week. If you were all out on Kevin Durant and you don't like what he did or how he acts or whatever, Kevin Durant in the last week has had a good week for Kevin Durant. One, almost single-handedly getting the Nets to the finals. And then what he did yesterday shows you, one, the guy loves basketball. He had no reason to commit to Team USA. No reason. He could have sat out, got ready for the upcoming season. He's still coming back from his injury. And he said, I love basketball. I've already been there twice. Why not? I thought that was huge. Kind of flew under the radar. Him saying yes to Team USA, I think is huge for Kevin Durant and, more importantly, USA basketball. But we're going to get Durant and Draymond Green together again.
I do think it's a big deal for Durant, and honestly, it's a pretty good PR move for him, if nothing else, because, you know, I do think you're going to have a lot of guys opting out, and, I mean, there's no chance LeBron's playing. There's
I Steph think is kind Steph of 50-50
because he didn't play at all last year, really had a pretty short season this year still. I wouldn't be surprised if you see Steph in there, which would be great to see Steph, Draymond, and KD all reunited, right? But, yeah, it's a huge deal for him to be one of the first guys to commit to it because it's not like he's been having great publicity up until this point. But you're right, it's been a pretty good week for him.
Yes, it has. It's been a good week for Mike Schaefer. Nebraska's been busy in recruiting. We'll pick Schaefer's brain on what is to come and where he would rank Donovan Raiola performance on Friday night at Friday Night Lights. Micah Parsons is the standard for the most impressive performance. Donovan Raiola, as a sophomore in the class of 24, him throwing and the things he did, he could be a five-star before he gets to his senior year. And what happens with Nebraska in that mix with his dad being an alum? All of that and much more to come up with Schaefer in just a moment. We're live from Baseball Village at the College World Series. Elimination game coming up a little after 1 today between Arizona and Stanford, and then tonight North Carolina State and Vanderbilt. It's been a good start for the ACC. North Carolina State and Virginia, can they get to Friday? Can the Wolfpack get to Friday? We'll have all the games right here on 1620 The Zone. Ravi, George, Shane, I'm Gary. We're back with Mike Schaefer after this.